Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Wingard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ernie Wingard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Burns reaches second base with a double. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter bunts towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bennett throws the ball into Gerber, who tags Schott trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fuchter moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball towards left. Jameson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jameson. Gerber moves to second. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Gerber moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber scores. Wingard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to third for the out. Robertson moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field. Stevenson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevenson. Robertson scores. Bennett moves to third. Sisler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bennett scores. Sisler scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus catches it and throws to first to double up Speaker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon bunts towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacobson moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bennett bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Williams moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Williams scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0 for 2 in the game. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon juggles the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Bennett hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Browns. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0 for 2 in the game. Feuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Schott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Feuchter moves to third. It's 6-3, Browns. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sisler trying to get to third. Stevenson throws the ball into Feuchter, who relays the ball to Spurgeon, who tags Sisler for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Dixon hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Browns. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0 for 3 in the game. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with shot covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schott for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 4 in the game. Bennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Bennett moves to second. 1 out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Spurgeon hits a line drive into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.